Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in addressing Imam Hussein alayhi salam, has said, "O my son, if someone visits me whilst I am alive or dead, or your father or you, it becomes wajib upon me to visit him on the day of Qiyamah and rescue him from his sins." From a hadith by Imam Ridha alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Whoever performs the rites of Hajj but does not visit me will be unkind to me." When you cut to Medina, you know this is a place where he walked, where he lived. His aura is in this place. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you the opportunity to be in the city of his prophet, Madinatun Nabi. There is a narration about one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who had never seen him, yet was a companion. And this maybe will make us understand what aura means. I'd like to tell it to you in the form of a story. He had only one wish, to be able to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his own eyes. Often he would see Rasulullah in his dreams. Days would pass, and as he would tend to the camels, his mind would think about Allah. Medina, that blessed city where he wanted to go, was far, far away. Above all, he had an elderly mother to look after, who did not like to be parted from him. One day, his only wish was granted. His mom sensed his wanting, and asked him herself to go for half a day. As a freed bird, with joy, he went to Medina. Eagerly wanting to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reached Medina and asked for the way to his house. Soon he found himself at the door of the friend of his heart. And just as he was taught, he knocked, sending salams on those in the house. Umm Salma asked him who he was. "Uwais from Karan," he replied. Umm Salma had heard the Prophet talk about him. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't home, nor was he to be back soon. The shadow of sadness showed on his face. He couldn't stay longer, for he had promised his mom, and with a heavy heart he left for Yemen. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned from his journey, with joy of one who has found a lost one, he said, "I sense the smell of my friend from Qaran," only to find out that his faithful friend had proved to be a perfect Muslim, kind and considerate to his mom, a keeper of his promises. They never met in person, yet Uwais-e Qarani is one of the companions, their meeting place in the world of dreams. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always said, "You are in Yemen, yet you are near me. You are near me, yet you are in Yemen." With that in mind, proceed towards Masjid al-Nabi. Walk slowly with respect, knowing that you are about to meet the most amazing human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ever created.